Yesterday, we heard from Emmanuel Anumlate, a senior crop economist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, about the recently published Economics of Production and Marketing Greenhouse Crops in Alberta. He says there are four key cost items to keep in mind.
First is labor, both hired and operator. The second is material inputs, which consists of growing media, seed and cuttings, fertilizers and chemicals, trays, boxes, and other packaging materials. The third significant cost was marketing, and the fourth was natural gas. From the report, you can see that the estimated gross margins were positive for all crops except pepper, which had a negative margin. Greenhouses that produce bedding plants and ornamentals show the highest gross margin of approximately $35 per square meter, and this was followed by tray settlings at approximately $24 per square meter. We had other net returns that we calculate, and that is returns to unpaid labor, return to investment, and return to equity. And these were positive for all crops except pepper. The results show that the margins have become slim for the majority of producers when it's compared with previous studies. Based on the results of the 2017 study, the gross revenue generated by Alberta's greenhouse industry in 2017 was estimated at approximately $179.9 million, with an investment or total asset value of about $328 million.
The Economics of Production and Marketing Greenhouse Crops in Alberta report is available on Alberta Agriculture and Forestry's website. If you'd like more information, you can call the Ag Info Centre at 310-FARM. That's 310-3276.